Hi, we're going to take some time to answer a few frequently asked questions about stock investing. Just 5 or 6 minutes here for frequently asked questions about stock investing. And the first question we always get is, why should I invest in stocks? Why trade stocks? Well, have you ever wanted to own a company but just didn't have quite enough money to do it? When you buy stock, that's what you're doing. You're buying ownership in a company. Why do we trade stocks? Well, stocks have the ability to appreciate in value. Or depreciate if you're on the other side of the asset. Stocks are a wonderful tool for you to be able to invest in a company as an owner without having to come up with all the capital to be able to start your own company. Now, the next question we get for stocks is, what stock do I want? What's the right stock? Well, there's not a simple, straightforward answer to this one. What's the right stock? Nobody can really read the future. Or at least if they can, they're not sharing it with the rest of us. So what stock do I want? A lot of it depends on what your goals are. What type of investor or trader are you? Are you a day trader? Are you a long-term investor? Are you somewhere in between? A lot of that information is going to have to be answered before you can pick what the right stock is for you. Now the next question, how do I find it? This is easier to answer. And my answer to this is always the same. Look around you. What industries are you familiar with? What companies do you already follow? Maybe you have a particular product you really, really love. Well, is that stock publicly traded? Is there a service that you are feeling really confident in? Maybe you should look at that service sector and see if there's something there that's publicly traded. Look around you. That's the easiest way to find them. If you can't find them that way, hey, watch the news. Look at the financial news channels. Look at investment magazines, whatever it is. Just look that way to help you find a stock. The next question is, how do you place a trade? Well, you're going to have a brokerage account. You're going to have money in that brokerage account. And you're going to know how to use that brokerage account. Most trading these days is done using computers online. And that is how you're going to be placing the trade. It's pretty simple once you know how to use the program. There's usually a big green button that says buy and a big red button that says sell. And it's that straightforward on the surface. Granted, there's a lot of complexities underneath it. You know, at this point, you should have already figured out how to buy a stock and all of that stuff before you're hitting the buy or sell button. You should have figured out whether it's the right stock to do. But the actual hitting buy or sell, pretty easy once you understand how to use the brokerage platform. So the next question we get a lot is, well, which broker should I go with? And there is no right answer to that one. Every broker is going to have their benefits and their drawbacks. For the most part, we can put brokers into three different categories. There's full service brokers, and there's discount brokers, and then there's deep discount brokers. Now, a full-service broker is the type of brokerage where you go into their office and you sit down and they have a big comfortable chair for you to sit on and you discuss your investment strategies face-to-face with a financial advisor. That's a full-service broker. They're usually very expensive and you get a lot of personalized attention. The discount broker. Discount brokers are going to be a lot cheaper and a lot less personal. You can still call somebody on the phone and get some advice. Maybe you can go into a local office and get some one-on-one advice. But most of your interactions are probably going to be over the computer. They're usually cheaper, but you get less personal service as well. Then you get your deep discount brokers. The deep discount broker is going to be very, very cheap. Very cheap to trade. You're not going to get much service beyond your basic customer service. They do not offer advice of any type. All they are is just a platform you can use to place a trade yourself. So there's those three different types of brokers we can basically break them down into. Which one should you use? It's completely up to you. If cost is your only consideration, the deep discount. If you want a little bit of personal service but feel pretty confident that you'll be able to do most of it yourself, a regular discount broker. If you are looking for a lot of handholding, you need somebody to make the decisions for you and advise you on what to do and everything, go to the full service broker. Just understand you're going to pay a lot for it. Now, the next question has to do with how much money you should invest. How much stock should you buy? Well, that's a really, really complicated question, and we cannot answer it in the time that we've got right now. but it comes down to a couple of things. How much money do you have? And how much of that money are you willing to risk losing? Those are the two factors you need to know in order to understand how much stock you should buy. Now, should you look at alternative stock-like investments like exchange-traded funds or an index or a mutual fund? You should. And you should understand the pros and cons to all of these before making a decision on which type of thing you should invest in: individual companies, ETFs, index funds, or mutual funds. Now, the last question is, how do I control my risk? How you control your risk is through a variety of means. Some people will use options to help them control their risk. Some people will use different types of stop loss orders to control their risks. There are position sizing formulas that can help you control your risk. But it comes down to what I mentioned earlier. In all reality, it comes down to how much money do you have? How much of that money are you willing to risk losing? If you answer those questions and stay within those parameters you set for yourself, your risk is automatically controlled. So again, why trade stocks? That allows you to invest in ownership in a company without having to make too large of an upfront investment. How do you pick the stock? What stock is the right one for you? Well, it depends on what type of objectives you have. How do you find it? Just look around. Don't make it too complicated. How do you place a trade? Well, pick a broker, get used to their platform. Like I said, usually it's just a green buy and a red sell button. Pretty straightforward. Now, what broker should you use? Well, we went through the three different types. How much stock should you buy? Well, how much money do you have and how much are you willing to risk losing? Should you look at alternative stock-like investments, exchange-traded funds and things like that? Yes, they're very, very useful instruments as long as you understand them. And how do you control your risk? There's a variety of methods that you can use to control your risk, but it all comes down to how much money do you have and how much of that are you willing to risk losing. I hope this helped answer a few of your frequently asked questions, and if you have any other questions, we would love to help you out more. Please feel free to contact us.